This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 570.
Well, now you know. So on January 7th, U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers denied OpenAI's motion to dismiss Elon Musk's case against OpenAI.
Judge Rogers said there was plenty of evidence to support Elon's claims.
So if you're wondering what this is all about, you remember that back in December of 2015, Elon co-founded OpenAI.
That's right.
As a nonprofit.
That's right.
And invested $40 million of his own money to develop AGI benefiting humanity.
Elon alleges that OpenAI co-founder Sam Altman and Greg Brockman fraudulently shifted OpenAI from its nonprofit mission to a for-profit company.
Central to the case is a 2017 diary entry by Greg Brockman expressing his intent to flip to a for-profit, which contrasts to the organization's founding charter.
The full jury trial should begin in March.
Can you say subpoena and depositions?
Can you say attempted settlement?
Nope, not gonna happen. XAI just announced that they'll be moving into an 800,000 square foot logistics warehouse facility in South Haven, Mississippi, that used to be operated by GXO Logistics. This will be the site of Colossus 3, or Macro Harder. Colossus 3 is a $20 billion project set to become the world's largest supercomputer with over 1 million GPUs and should use 2 gigawatts of electricity. Governor Tate Reeves described it as the largest economic development project in Mississippi's history.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Colossus 2 is what Elon has dubbed Macro Hard, and the new Colossus 3 will be named Macro Harder?
Correct, and these are play on words of Microsoft, because he doesn't like Microsoft.
Right. So how far is Colossus 2, which is Macro Hard, from Colossus 3, Macro Harder?
Well, Macro Hard is in Tennessee and Macro Harder is in Mississippi, but this is how close they actually are.
What? Wait, so you could throw a stone from one to the other, even though they technically are across state borders?
Yeah, they're right on the border.
Oh, okay. Because when I read it, I was like, why Mississippi?
Yeah, no, this is where a bunch of states all meet. So this is great. Getting states to compete for Elon's companies is awesome.
And it's nice for the employees because they don't have to be like,
oh, I have to go to Macro Harder today. Got to go to Tennessee.
You just walk across the... That's funny.
Governor Tate Reeves says, why invest in Mississippi? Elon says it best, insane execution speed.
Elon said excited to invest in Mississippi.
So Grokopedia is growing incredibly fast. A couple weeks ago, we reported that Grokopedia had 2.3 million articles.
Last week, it was 3.2 million articles.
Now Grokopedia has surpassed more than 4.8 million articles with over 100,000 Grok-approved edits.
New topics are being added daily with real-time validation, which ensures accuracy.
I'm sorry, this just in. Grokopedia is now up to 5.6 million articles.
Catching up within just a few weeks to Wikipedia's 7.1 million English articles.
Oh, I'm sorry. Another update just in. Grokopedia is now up to 6 million plus articles.
And if you'd like to suggest an article for Grokopedia, it's easy. Just tap suggest article, enter the topic, and hit submit.
By the way, Grokopedia has been adding about 400,000 articles per day versus Wikipedia, which has been adding 500 articles per day.
And Elon says Grokopedia.com will soon far exceed Wokopedia.
Woke! Woke!
So the president of the Boring Company, Steve Davis, just told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that there will be about 1,200 Tesla vehicles in the Boring Company's Vegas loop when it's done constructing the 68 miles of tunnels and the 104 stations in the next few years.
He went on to say this interesting tidbit about RoboVan. At that point, the larger capacity Tesla RoboVan will be introduced to the loop system, mainly to be used during large events where several passengers are going to the same destination, such as game and event days at a Allegiant Stadium. The second you have four passengers and you have to start stopping, the best thing you can do is put your smallest vehicle in, which is a car, Davis said. But if you know people are going to the stadium because of the game, you'll know an hour before, 2 hours before, that a lot of people are going to a game or a Sphere show. If you are smart about it, that's when you put a high occupancy vehicle in. That's when you put the RoboVan in.
So, I mean, we saw the RoboVan at the RoboTaxi Day. He kind of drove it out and a whole bunch of people got out of it. It's a kind of like a super minivan.
Yeah, I mean, it holds, I think, up to 20 people. It's a perfect introduction because they will be able to control the use of it. I don't think they're going to want to sell RoboVan to you and I. I think Tesla's going to just operate it on its own network. The cool thing is here, we also get more talk about the timeline so we know when this is going to take place. According to updates from Davis's interview,
the Boring Company is currently in phase one, running 130 Teslas in the loop with 50 daily airport test rides.
Phase 2 is a 2.2-mile tunnel under construction that will go from Westgate to 4744 Paradise Road. When it opens, a fleet of 160 vehicles are going to be traveling up to 60 miles an hour.
Phase 3 will be an extension to the 5032 Palo Verde Road station near Terminal 1. New stations at Virgin Hotels, planned Boring Company apartments, and the fleet will grow to 250 to 300 Teslas.
Phase 4 will be a direct airport station planned as the Holy Grail, as Steve Davis put it.
The full tunnel system will be 68 miles of tunnels, 104 stations, linking the strip to downtown, Chinatown, Allegiant Stadium, and the airport.
So the core strip section should be completed by 2027, with the rest completed by 28 or 29. The final fleet size will be 1,200 Teslas, including the RoboVan. So now we know roughly when the RoboVan should be first seen. And by the way, the Boring Company gave 90,000 plus passengers rides during this latest CES.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, and they didn't even have the RoboVan to do it in.
Nope.
It seems that Motor Trend is impressed with Tesla's full self-driving supervised and has awarded full self-driving version 14 the 2026 Motor Trend Best Driver Assistance Award.
And there was much rejoicing.
Motor Trend said, after years of criticizing Tesla's erratic driver assistant tech, we've been converted into acolytes by the latest release, version 14. FSD now delivers a hands-off experience that routinely navigates from driveway to parking spot and back again, all while ensuring the driver's attention stays focused on the road. And Tesla won some of Motor Trend's newest awards, the 4th annual SDV Innovator Awards.
SDV?
Software-defined vehicles. They got the Pioneer Award, which is awarded to Tesla's VP of AI Software, Ashok Aloswamy, in recognition for breaking new ground in research, development, and application of automotive software. And the Expert Award was awarded to Lawson Fulton, Tesla's autopilot machine learning engineer, for his deep subject matter expertise and advancements in the field of autopilot technology.
Ed Lowe, Motor Trend's head of editorial, says software-defined vehicles are rapidly shaping the next phase of automobile technology. It is an honor to recognize the pioneers, leaders, and experts who are at the cutting edge of this groundbreaking transformation.
Tesla Europe and Middle East just announced on Friday Model Y standard long-range rear-wheel drive now available in Europe. Now look, I know it's a bit confusing. We got Model Y standard rear-wheel drive. So basically think base model with no glass roof. It came out in Europe late last year. It's the base model, but now the long range version of that gets you about 123 more kilometers of range.
So what are the prices in a few European countries?
As you can see in Germany, France, Sweden, and the UK, these are the prices.
Okay, so like 5,000 to 7,000 more for 123 more kilometers of range.
Yeah. It's like the next step up from the base model. So if you needed more range, you'd get this one. I don't know if it's worth that, but you let us know down in the comments if you think that's like a great deal or not.
Are you thinking about getting solar and maybe batteries for your home, but you have a ton of questions?
I remember when I was thinking of getting solar back in 2012, I had so many questions that I had questions about what questions I should have.
Well, our friends at SolarQuestAI.com can help.
SolarQuestAI.com is an AI developed by our friend Lincoln, who has been helping thousands of people install solar for years.
If you go to SolarQuestAI.com, you can chat with an AI that will help you understand your options and answer as many stupid questions as you want. That's what it's trained to do. No pressure, no salespeople, no biases, just clear information to help you decide.
When you're ready for the next step, Lincoln and his team will continue answering your questions, dumb or not, and get your project off the ground. And the best part, it costs you nothing.
Check it out for yourself and go to solarquestai.com and do what tons of our viewers have done by getting Lincoln's help to go solar.
Over on our Now It's Review channel, we just reviewed an e-bike rack, which is different than a bike rack.
Yeah. And, you know, with a lot of e-bike racks, they can be a little bit expensive.
Yeah. This one, luckily, is not that expensive. And I was surprised because I thought it would be kind of crappy, but you'll have to watch our review and see what you think. The nice thing here is that a lot of e-bikes that we review are fat tire e-bikes, and most regular bike racks can't even take a fat tire bike. This one can.
So check out our review. See if it fits maybe your car, maybe it doesn't, over on our channel. Now Let's Review.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, has just authorized SpaceX to deploy and operate 15,000 satellites. That's double the 7,500 that was previously permitted.
The FCC's approval also allows Starlink to upgrade its Gen 2 satellites with advanced form factors and newer technology.
It also allows them to operate across the KUKA, VE, and W band frequencies.
It adds new orbital shells at altitudes ranging from 340 kilometers to 485 kilometers.
And it allows for direct-to-cell connectivity outside the United States and supplemental coverage within the U.S., paving the way for the next-gen mobile services. So this is really cool. Funny what happens when the government changes. International Space Station posted that NASA and SpaceX target undocking Crew 11 from the International Space Station no earlier than 5 p.m. on January 14th, with splashdown off the California coast targeted for early January 15th, depending on weather and recovery conditions.
Now, the NASA mission that docked on August 2nd, 2025, with four astronauts is scheduled to leave earlier than the original February date because of a medical concern with one of the crew members.
This marks the first time in ISS's 25-year history that a crew has been returned early, specifically for medical reasons. Now, we don't know who it is or what the reason is, but I think they're doing this out of an abundance of caution. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. Don't forget, we are giving away some cool stuff over on Patreon. We're giving away a wireless Tesla charger, and only our patrons can enter to win that. So go ahead and join us for as little as a buck a month, and you get all of our Patreon bonus stories. We'll see you there. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the shout-outs. Who do we got today? We
got Andreas S.,
Carl Barlow,
Endless,
Jürgen Krieke,
and Micah Ackerman. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this show without you.
It's time for Elon's X's of the Week. Amuse posted Somali fraud. Governor Walz fired whistleblower one day before his fraud testimony. The program jumped from 2.6 million to 161 million with 90% suspected fraud.
Elon says whistleblower says 90% fraud.
Elon says there needs to be criminal trial for Governor Tim Walz.
Unless stopped, the fraud in California, Minnesota, and elsewhere will continue increasing until it bankrupts the entire country.
The United States is only about 4% of the world population. If massive continued funding for illegals continues, it will keep causing a massive influx of people from the rest of Earth and will quickly bankrupt America.
Elon said heavy usage growth of Grok is causing occasional slowdowns in responses. Additional computers are being brought online as I type this.
Elon said Grok is number one in more and more countries, and I have started to see some little slowdowns. Glitches and delays. Elon said Starlink is not allowed to have an internet provider license in South Africa for the sole reason that I am not black. This is not okay. The facts are there for anyone to observe. South Africa now has more anti-white laws than there have. South Africa now has more anti-white laws than there were anti-black laws under apartheid. I'm extremely opposed to anti-black laws, but equally opposed to the laws against white people or other races too. There should be a fair and even playing field. Doge Designer posted breaking. Doge has updated its website. Estimated savings are now $215 billion. Oh, I'd like an extra $1,300. That's great. Eric Doherty posted, holy crap, Secretary Scott Bessent just confirmed up to $600 billion of annual fraud with taxpayer dollars, nearly 10% of spending. Elon Musk called it.
Elon said Secretary Bessent is right.
Jack Posobiec said, imagine how many lies they got away with before Elon gave us X.
And Elon said, so many.
Elon said, Grok ahead of Gemini in the Android store. Basil the Great says the UK Labour government is threatening to block X but won't say a word about ChatGPT and Gemini. Why?
Elon says, they want any excuse for censorship.
Yeah, I love how the first day it was like, oh my God, Grok can draw a bikini on someone. It's like, yeah, they all can. MacRumors.com says US senators ask Apple and Google to remove X and Grok apps over sexualized image generation.
Elon says the real reason is that they hate free speech.
Deputy Secretary Jim O'Neill says to prevent fraud, we ask states to provide receipts before sending taxpayer money for childcare. Five blue states sued, and an activist Biden-appointed judge just ordered us to stop asking.
Elon said, it's obviously fair and normal to ask for receipts before blindly wiring money, or fraud will grow to infinity. The blue states are suing for one reason, to keep the fraud going.
Elon said, puberty blockers are a crime against children. They should be banned. Nick Friedis says the left is starting to realize that body cams are not their friends.
Elon said, biggest self-own ever.
Buzz Patterson says, if Renee Nicole Good had been murdered by an illegal alien, you wouldn't know her name.
Elon said the left certainly would not care.
This infographic shows official Slack integration.
Elon said coming soon.
Just what we need. Elon said SpaceX will make this real.
Ooh.
Elon says we'll make the new X algorithm, including all code used to determine what organic and advertising posts are recommended to users, open source in 7 days. This will be repeated every 4 weeks with comprehensive developer notes to help you understand what changed.
Then Elon said it's only been 1 year since the Grok app launched.
Yeah, that's 16 trillion tokens in 1 year.
And then he said X is the set of all things.
All right, it's time for Supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world of Superchargers.
John Donovan again here in Golden, British Columbia, at a 4-stall 150 kilowatt hour charger. The mountains are very nice behind me, on the other side of the highway there. But the basic hotel here is a bit of a dump. No bathroom facilities are for the public, so we just peed on a bush. All right, I give this a 3 out of 10, because at least it wasn't crowded. All right, now you know.
Hey, now you know, this is Joel at the Vandalia, Illinois Supercharger. They have a makeshift St. Louis Arch, not too far from there. There's a Burger King here, a McDonald's over there, Arby's, Sonic, a few different places. It has 8-stall version 3s. It's not too bad. It's right off the interstate too. So overall, with the trash and the windshield wiper, which came in handy, I would say this is probably a 7 out of 10. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. We've got a map on our website where you can upload your own and see everybody else's.
All right, what do we got for new Superchargers this week? Is it 4 pages long?
No, it's actually a relatively short week.
Oh, okay.
We got the 4-stall in Tianshui, China.
We have another 4-stall in Tianshui, China going east.
We got the 3-stall version 4 in Baoding, China.
We have number 89 in North Carolina, the 16-stall in Concord, North Carolina.
An expansion from 20 to 40 stalls in Milhada, Portugal.
Wow, that's a lot. Number 142 in Japan, the 4-stall in Takasaki, Japan.
Number 41 in South Carolina, the 8-stall in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Number 99 in Virginia. Oh, they're almost at the 100 club. The 12-stall in Newport News.
Number 2,594 in China is the 2-stall version 2 in Hulunbuir, China.
And number 629 in California. Number 2960 in the USA. Number 8221 in the world. The 28-stall in Vacaville, California. Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody.
See you guys on Tuesday. Now you know.